Shots Radio with Rich Wyeth, and we've got a weekly chat with boss Andy Scott. Andy, let's reflect on the festive fixtures. Not the best outcome in the end for the Shots. Two defeats to Barnet. Last Sunday, a defeat at home to Telford, but in the middle of all that, an excellent 2-1 victory at Woking.
Clearly, the results haven't been good enough over the whole of December, really. You know, the one shining light was the victory at Woking, but, you know, we can't get away from the fact that we haven't been good enough, and it needs to be changes. There needs to be a change in what we're doing, and whether it's personnel or attitude or tactics, whatever. So we've looked at every aspect of it, but you know, the two Barnet games were very tough games. There was hardly anything in it. They took their chances, we didn't, and that's been the story of the season. Gets Woking, we did take our chances, worked very hard, and the three games took a lot out of the squad. You know, the same team played virtually all the games, and against Telford we had nothing left in the tank, but didn't do well enough to get something out of the game. We had some really good chances at 0-0, and the first goal was always going to be key, and they got it. And, you know, although we rallied towards the end and got a goal back, you know, the home defeat was clearly not good enough.
Certainly the Woking game, out the two teams, it looked as though the Shots were the ones that wanted the 3 points and were up for it, and you obviously would like that performance week in, week out.
Of course, but, you know, it's tough. We've played 17 games in 60 days, and it's been the same team. We've had a lot of injuries, and so the same team's been playing, and that's not an excuse, but that sort of gives some indication about how tough it's been. The fixtures haven't been kind to us, and we are playing three very tough games over Christmas, and you know, it took its effect. But yeah, that doesn't hide away from the fact that we haven't been good enough this season. We should have won more games. We've lost too many games by a single goal. We haven't scored enough goals, and that's something that needs to be addressed in January to make sure that the second part of the season that we can improve and push up the league.
Well, you've got a bit of time now to regroup after that Telford defeat, because it's not game material the 17th January away to Lincoln City. So what's sort of the plan? Get back into training, a bit of a rest for the lads?
Yeah, the players had a few days off. Obviously the ones that have been injured have been doing their rehab, but behind the scenes we were working very hard at making sure that the squad is changed sufficiently to be able to get us to compete with the sides that we're playing against next. And yeah, that might be players moving on and also bringing the right players in. We've desperately needed some help, and we wanted to bring in the cattle before the loan window. That wasn't able to happen. So, you know, now that the January window's open, we've got to have, you know, have maximum effect to make sure that we bring the right players in and trim the squad that we've got here to have the ones, so everyone here at the club is having an impact and being useful to the side.
Yeah, already one movement out the Shots was Tom Derry this week being released.
Yeah, Tom was on a short-term contract and, you know, hasn't figured of late. So, you know, he's left, and Joe Gesson's gone back after his loan. Obviously, those two, Tristan Plummer had his cancelled contract yesterday. He's got a small child and was a bit homesick, and you know, he went on loan to Weymouth, so it was a bit further. You know, he lives in Bristol, so it's difficult for him, family. So he's left us as well, and we're pretty sure that we're going to have a couple more movements out and hopefully a couple more in.
Yeah, because you have mentioned before a couple of the loan deals could be coming to end this month.
Yeah, well, Dan Hellman's deal's up. You know, we're still in discussions with Colchester, but Dan's also in discussion with Colchester about his future, so that's something we can't affect until we know the outcome of that. So we're a little bit in limbo with that one. Manny is loaned up on the 13th of January, and we're still talking to Brentford about what their situation is. Kieran Forbes is with us through the 31st of January minimum, so we'll see how that pans out, but that's not a major priority. But, and the other one on loan was Mark Phillips, obviously gone back with his injury, so we're down to low numbers, but probably that might be a good thing, that we can really restructure the squad and take out the ones that aren't having an impact and bring in ones that will.
Some people say January transfer window can be a difficult one to bring players in, because obviously you might see a player but they want to stay with the club, or the club wants to keep them because they're doing well in the league.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it's, you know, we're looking to bring good quality players in and ones that are going to have an effect. And, you know, if they're at clubs already that in the league, then sometimes it's difficult to persuade people to drop down to the Conference. So, you know, we're going to have to work hard to get the right players in, but we're making as many phone calls as we possibly can and speaking to agents and players and managers and doing all our work to make sure that, you know, we bring in the players in that will suit what we want to do and make us harder to beat and also make us create more chances to so we can win games.
You mentioned about players in rehab on injury lists. That's been quite a lengthy one throughout the season. How is the injury list looking?
Well, we're hopeful that Josh Scott will train beginning of next week, which will be, you know, obviously a welcome sight. But Damon Lathrop's had a little bit of a setback with his rehab, and Moles is still as was, really, with his, which is obviously disappointing because we missed him. But it's a problem that's hampered him throughout the season so far, and it's certainly not something that's going to come back quickly.
All right, fantastic. Andy, thanks for joining us.
Cheers, thank you.
This is Rich Wyeth. Just had our weekly chat with boss Andy Scott with his update here on Shots Radio.